The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We are live.
Yes, we are. Hi, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back doing a live commentary track for episode 106 of Outlander. Woo-hoo. You know, it's still maybe in my top perhaps two or three episodes of Outlander, the Garrison Commander.
And that, of course, is why we're watching this one. For those of you who don't know, Blake and myself are the podcast hosts for the podcast Outlander Cast. And in addition to covering the episodes as they appear live, we're now doing a grand rewatch, trying to tackle three episodes a week as a clan gathering in the Outlander Cast clan gathering. If you're not in there, head on over. But as a live viewing that we can watch alongside with you. We are doing one episode a week, and we're trying to tackle, if we tackle together as a clan, three episodes every week, that means we will finish watching all of the episodes together right as season five premieres.
That's what we're hoping. So we're going to be doing this every three episodes or so. There was a little bit of a debate whether or not we were going to do this episode or the wedding, and then we realized, oh, wait, no, the wedding takes place after the Garrison Commander, and it will take place. So I think our next episode we do a live commentary for will actually be the wedding. It will be the next one. So I'm quite looking forward to that. And if you are watching this on Facebook Live, welcome. Thank you very much. However, as always, this podcast is meant to be consumed by the podcast listener. So guys who are listening via any of your podcast apps or Spotify or Pandora, whatever you're listening on, please know that you are not being left out. We are here for you. We will occasionally chime in with some comments that we have from the Facebook
The Facebook
watchers, but yes. We'll see. Again, this is meant for you. So, Mary, before we start, got anything you want to say to anybody or anything going on?
No, I think we're good. We're doing our watches. I just want to make sure that I'm going to be able to. Oh, there we go. I'm going to need this.
I need that.
Oh no,
we're fighting over the mouse.
We are fighting
well,
over
it. I need it for a little bit, and then we'll continue. So, for those of you who did not listen to our last commentary track, we did one for the premiere, the series premiere of Outlander, Sassanach. What will happen is, I've been thinking about calling this like Mystery Outlander 3000.
Okay.
A Mystery Outlander Theater, like after Mystery Science Theater.
I know where you're going.
I've been thinking about calling it that just because it's kind of fun. So we will listen, and Mary and I are watching the episode. We will be providing a live commentary track, and you will hear the episode at a low volume throughout the entire track.
Very low, so we don't get in trouble with Sony.
I know. I don't want to do that.
So what you want to do is you want to make sure that episode 106, The Garrison Commander, is on your TV, whether through Netflix or Stars or through DVDs, however you like. And when we tell you, we're going to push play. And you're going to have your little beverage. Blake and I have been having water. You can have a little dram, maybe some tea, whatever. Maybe some cocoa. Maybe you're feeling in the fall vibes. But we want you to watch along with us and comment in the Facebook Live. If you're here or if you're listening to the podcast, just know that we're there with you in spirit.
And also, before we get going, too, want to let you know that you can find all of our podcasts that we do, including the newly put back out This Is Us 2. It's a podcast about This Is Us. We have a whole bunch of other podcasts. You can find it all at maryandblake.com and search for Mary and I on any kind of social media platform. Just look up Mary and Blake, and you can also find us on YouTube and even join our awesome Outlander Cast clan gathering community. The Outlander Cast gathering community is, oh, I'm sorry, Outlander Cast clan community is amazing. Just go to outlandercastclan.com. A lot of great people there, a lot of great Outlander nerds, and you get cool free stuff and giveaways and extra episodes and all the cool stuff that if you just can't get enough of Mary and I, well, then Outlander Cast clan is where you want to be. So let's get moving on this episode, shall we?
Before we do, if you're watching live, I want to know which state you're from. And if someone can do me a favor and kind of keep track of which states we're in, because my goal is for one of these live streams to hit all 50 states in the U.S. And if you're outside the U.S., even better, we want to see how many countries
we got Australia and Brazil.
Yeah. Yes. So if we can have someone who's international keeping their eyes on international tally and someone in the U.S. maybe keeping track of what states we got. And each time we get a new state, add it on up so we can see where we're reaching. Who else in the clan is watching?
All right. So just for the podcast listeners and everybody there that's on Facebook Live, remember we are on the Stars app, and we're just hitting play right at the beginning. That's it. We're just going to hit play, and you'll hear all the titles. You'll hear everything just as if you got on your TV and you hit play. So we are going to give you a few seconds here to get your TV ready to go if you enjoy doing this, and we will give you a countdown from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. There she blows. That's the Stars titles, TVMA.
Ooh, adult content.
Adult content.
Avi, adult language, and violence.
Stars Originals presents.
Previously, I seem to have fallen through time.
This was a good fake out, by the way.
I know.
When they faked it out with what's her name?
Mrs. Fitz.
Mrs. Fitz.
You're not Frank.
No, madam, I'm not.
You know Blackjack Randall.
I won't risk you or anyone else being taken prisoner by that man.
Captain of Dragoons in the British Army and your direct ancestor.
Exactly. Otherwise known as Black Jack.
Oh, I've been waiting for this episode. I'm so excited. You have no idea.
Those of us who know you, we know you've been excited.
Jacobite Army.
Pleasure to see you again. Once more, is everything all right?
This little cutie pie.
And this is where we have to talk.
We do kind of have to talk over this.
Over songs. It is important. Giving huge props, of course, to Bear McCreary and his wife, Rare Yarbrough, who made this song possible.
Didn't make it possible. They just performed it. It was written before them.
They made this.
Well, they made this version.
Yes.
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 Yes, that's what I'm saying. Booby trap.
Like, when you go into iTunes, it's going to be like, Bear McCreary and Rare Yarbrough, well done. Clap, clap. So, just a huge shout out for the... Ugh, I hate that shot of the blood.
But you like the grabbing of the pillow, though, or the bed, the sheets.
I love the grab. And I love Claire running through the woods. I loved when that shot actually came on. Of course, she was just playing hide and seek with the kids. But when you see it in the trailer, not in the trailer, but in this song... You're always wondering, like, where's Claire running from? Where's she going? Where's she running to? And really, it was just beautiful to, like, include that. And then when you see it actually play out, you were like, oh, you guys are witty. And then that shot, just riding in the grass.
It doesn't suck. It does not suck. So, oh, this is great.
So Lisa Cole is asking, it would be cool if we could have the screen visible. And we can't.
We can't. I would love to do it.
We're trying not to get in trouble.
I don't want to get sued by Sony Pictures. And the great... I still love... Directed by Brian Kelly, by the way.
Tell me, madam. Are you here by your own choice?
Oh, this poor guy. Doesn't Dougal kill this guy?
Can you turn up the volume just a wee bit?
I can try.
I appreciate your concern, Lieutenant.
Let's see.
And I can assure you... I'm a guest of the Clan Mackenzie.
There we go. Is that better?
Let's see.
As you wish. Nevertheless, I'm certain my commander will wish to speak with you. He's presently in residence at the inn at Brockton. Will you accompany me?
Well, if the lady goes, I go.
Very well, then.
Even though I was...
Ooh, Missy Gossett, first time here. Welcome to the clan.
Heaviness leave my breast, and for the first time since I passed through the standing stones at Cragnadoon, I found myself surrounded by my own people. They might be called redcoats instead of Tommies, but they were still the British Army I'd been part of for 6 long years.
Gosh, The Scotland shots.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I said it last episode. I'll say it again this episode. There's just more of a cinematic quality to the first season. Like, if you go, like, I know we didn't do the commentary tracks for the first three episodes. Go back and watch those first three episodes. The cinematic quality in that.
I knew only too well.
In season one.
Yeah, in season one was just incredible. And when you compare it to what we've had in the past, like, season or so, it's not even comparable. It's not even apples to oranges. It's like apples to horseshoes.
You're talking over the voiceover. How dare you?
I know, true.
Love me some bagpipes.
Oh, Bear killed it this season. He really did.
Oh, man. And just look at the sweep. Like, oh, right, we're going to go right
nice
over
shot
it.
Nice shot here.
Right over that.
Yep. Oh. Right on the dolly or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. How they bring it up and over. That's great.
Makes you feel like you're flying.
And again, those are the kind of shots you just don't see. Trust their care to our Scottish hosts. Follow me? Like, he's so nice.
Just trying his best.
Do you miss the voiceovers at all?
Beth does. She says, I miss the Claire's inner voice. Gets less and less, got less and less each season.
Yes. Oh, Lord Farquaad! That's right.
How dare you forget?
When we first did our episode, we called this guy Lord Farquaad.
From Shrek.
From Shrek. Lieutenant here claims you have quite the story to tell. I'm so grateful you're willing to listen to it. Nonsense, I love stories. Ooh. Oh, God. Since I first set foot on this blasted turf. This blasted.
Fiona. Help me get down from my horse, Fiona.
Only the very best quality, I assure.
If you haven't watched Shrek, I apologize.
Who hasn't watched Shrek? The cheese is surprisingly edible, too, and the
claret is my own, bottled in 35. Yes! Wow. The claret.
Like, how he just snaps. Yes, yes, Foster, you're going to introduce me to this noble Scottish gentleman. Mm. My lord, may I present Dougal Mackenzie, war chief to the clan Mackenzie and brother to its laird. You have the honour of meeting Brigadier General Sir Oliver Lord Thomas, Knight of the Bath and commanding officer of the Northern British Army.
War chief, eh? I'll say this for you, you look the part.
A fine specimen of the local inhabitants, my lord. How am I to address you, sir?
Fine.
He's not a penguin. He's a
fine specimen, why yes. Chief Mackenzie. Meters of war and bicker
leaves us error for each other as equals to any again. They're like, what? Did you just speak English?
Kasoon tight.
God bless you. I don't understand a single word the creature
said. I believe, my lord, he was attempting to say Chief Mackenzie would be acceptable. There was more, but I must confess it eluded me.
Oh, yes, we're all going to pick on him. Yes, Lord Farquaad.
It's like they're
like all mean
nerdy
girls.
I know. I see them as nerdy. Like, I feel like they were just playing Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. And they're like, I couldn't understand him either, my lord.
He's not smart. The local accent is equally unintelligible to our ears.
Who?
Yes, yes. And this is the girl that tries to fit in.
Fine point, madam. The world would make a lot more sense if everybody spoke like Londoners.
This is the kind of girl that, like, shows up to, like, the Super Bowl and is like, I love football. I like the team colors.
My lord, he says no need, Lieutenant. I understood him perfectly well that time.
We spoke over that. Sorry, Dougal.
I would be more than happy to oblige, sir, if only you behaved like the loyal British subjects you're supposed to be.
Ooh. So
then
awkward.
My troops and I could return to more civilized environments.
I love how Dougal's chin hair, like,
it jets
protrudes
out. Yeah, yeah.
It's like a barrier, like a moat.
Like swords.
Yeah.
Really is the war chief. He gets sword on his face.
If only my servants moved as quickly as my soldiers. If I stay here long enough, I could become a laird.
Hey!
Oh. Laird Thomas!
Oh, Laird Farquaad!
I'm told it's a grave insult to our clansmen what he wears underneath that thing. It's called a kilt. I know perfectly well what it's called, Lieutenant.
I was making a joke, okay?
From one laird to another.
Oh, yes!
Trying to embarrass the lass. Are you just an arrogant wee smart?
Good Christ, man.
Oh, you boy.
Know to whom you speak.
Not your word, sir, or I'll have you.
Well, you pull that needle and we'll see who pricks her.
Lieutenant. Enough.
Love how she, like, lays it down.
Yes, quite right, quite right. The lady's sense of propriety puts us all to shame. The question of the kilt will remain an enigma.
It will remain an enigma.
My word, madam. If I were brave enough, I would commission you a colonel in one of my regiments.
Oh, look at that.
You know, we're sitting here having fun at this guy's expense, but it does tell you, and it shows you, the kind of writing that Ira Stephen Baer did.
It's been a delight meeting you, but I'm afraid the venison is losing its heat.
And it shows you the kind of people that they're dealing with. They're treating them as animals, creature. The venison has lost its meat, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. This is exquisite. I mean, it's exquisite writing because we're able to make fun of it.
Yeah.
You're still serving good Scottish ale in the tap room. I'll be downstairs. How are we ever going to make peace with such an ill-mannered people?
God, this show misses Ira Stephen Baer so much. And in reality, it misses Ron Moore, I think. And it misses that...
The OGs.
The OG kind of handle on stuff.
Oh, look at all those open bottles of wine.
So much, Claret. So much Sassenach wasted happening right now.
She is living her best life right now.
Oh, she's just having
she's
a bunch
the belle
of dudes.
Of the ball.
She's a bunch of dudes hitting on her. Look at the smile.
That is a vein in his face.
I know. Oh, but here it comes, though.
Having been brought here and having met all you charming gentlemen, I do hope that my adventure is now over.
Well, yes. I would have thought you've had quite enough of Scotland.
In truth, I found the countryside most beautiful. My stay not altogether unpleasant. But my greatest wish now is to be reunited with my family.
Yes, yes. France. Lieutenant Foster, I imagine there'll be no difficulty in escorting Mrs. Beecham to Inverness, where she may book passage to wherever it pleases her to go.
No difficulty at all, sir.
I would be forever grateful.
It's a trifle, madam. You have my word on it.
This is when it all that comes crashing down.
I will have a little bit more wine. Mm.
I believe we'll all join you.
Inverness. And from there, only a brief journey would take me to the stones.
So happy. She's so happy.
And a chance to return to my own time.
To homeward journeys.
Oh, get ready.
Uneventful.
My lord, and as soon as he says that.
Are we under attack, sir? We're not. You're putting the claret at risk. Lest you step outside and rid yourself of half a league's worth of dust.
We must protect the claret.
Do you have that as a shirt?
Oh, well, actually, I'm going to make that a shirt. Oh, the death stare.
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at this.
I'm sweating.
No mistake, and you two know each other.
Well, for a moment there. Lady did look familiar. I can see now I was wrong.
Oh.
I had the same exact experience. Hmm. Unusual.
It's not unusual.
Don't be caught. Mary's breaking stuff.
Present Mistress Claire Beecham of Oxfordshire. Captain Jonathan Randall.
Hello.
Captain.
Charmed.
Great, and I love when he does this right here. Oh, this is the best part. This is great. Oh, oh, just exquisite.
I trust I'm sufficiently presentable.
Oh, he does that thing with his tongue.
Now, if you'd be so good as to explain your purpose for barging in here.
My lord, at this very instant, Dougal Mackenzie, war chief of Clan Mackenzie, is downstairs quaffing ale.
That is not news, Captain. It was he who brought Mrs. Beecham to us.
Was it indeed?
Oh, man. He almost like lowers his voice just a hair.
Do you propose to admonish?
Just a hair.
Perhaps you're of the opinion that a general must explain himself to a captain.
No, I meant no offense, sir. But now you mention it, an English lady and a Scottish war chief. Can't for the life of me piece that one together.
That I, you want to do that for me?
It's full of robbery and murder. It's unfortunate you missed it. No. What if Captain Randall accompanies you to Inverness?
Oh my goodness!
Where you may regale him with tales of your adventure. It's sure to make the time fly by.
Mrs. Beecham amongst the savages.
Well, I doubt Mrs. Beecham would choose such a provocative title.
The lady claims she was well treated by her Scottish friends.
I wasn't aware that the English had any Scottish friends.
This is great. What it shows here, when he puts his arms over his shoulder like that, he's got no regard for anybody in this entire room.
If he were able.
Not mention that sad subject. Give Mrs. Beecham the vapors.
The vapors.
I do not easily swoon.
What the hell are the vapors?
Please, Captain, tell me.
2 weeks ago, Private McGreevy made the mistake of wandering away from patrol. We found him 2 days later, sitting, legs crossed.
This is great directing, too, because he's got his hands in his, right in front of his face, and he's in his personal space, and he's making sure that you're on the same eye level as everybody else.
He was cradling his severed head.
Thanks for changing the mood. You're just about to play D&D.
It was a sad day for Private McGreevy when he got stationed to Scotland.
For all of us. Is that all you have to say?
On the road here yesterday, we came across two Highlanders hanging from crosses. The men in my party ascribed the actions to English soldiers.
If so, then it would be the result of English justice.
And a rough justice, it would seem.
Undoubtedly traitors to a man.
Oh, you know, she just doesn't know when to shut the hell up.
Their chests. But I doubt they were given a trial to prove it.
Well, you can be sure
she
that
just had like 10 glasses.
That's true. Probably not 10, probably even more.
And so both sides have committed depredations they should both be ashamed of.
Dog me. That's a woman's view for you if ever I heard one.
Oh.
That is why I make it a point never to discuss politics with a lady.
I was under the impression we were discussing morality, not politics.
I'm forced to question whether the lady's morality is any clearer than her politics.
What are you implying, sir?
All this time living with savages. I have to wonder if Dougal Mackenzie has shared more than just bread and shelter with the lady. Perhaps he has also shared his bed.
How dare you?
Oh, chin porn.
That is a scurrilous charge.
You crossed.
Give me
the
some
line,
chin porn.
Sir.
If I'm wrong, I apologize. What other reason would the lady have to choose these barbarians?
She's so good at that.
She is.
She's aggressive.
And this shot's great too here with Blackjack because he is covered, he's shrouded in shadow, and that's white hot right behind him. You can't really see.
And then it's flipped with Claire.
Right.
So if you see, it's like dark on the right screen, and then it's opposite.
We are occupying it.
Oh, she just plays right into his hands. It's their lands, we're occupying it. Claire, shut the hell up. Oh. God. This is one of the things that frustrated me most about her in the first season.
I find your sympathies extraordinarily puzzling.
Yeah, yeah.
I can assure you, Lord Thomas, my loyalties lie with the king.
She's like,
your time here has muddied your proper English thinking. My lord, I think the lady has lived among the savages too long.
She must be returned to the bosom of her family as soon as possible.
Yes, exactly.
I believe Inverness today, if you would
like. Now sounds great. Is the Accela available? The Accela Express?
Three enlisted men have been fired upon by persons
unknown. Accela Express.
Scots rascals, that bold to attack an armed British camp.
My lord, I know you've only recently arrived, but small ambushes are an almost weekly
occurrence. BGR's cracking his knuckles.
He's great.
Any casualties?
One dead, two wounded. One of the men, sir, he's in a bad way. He's downstairs. We've sent for the surgeon, but no one is sure of his whereabouts.
I'll do it! Let me help!
I've told you, I've medical experience.
Oh, you know what?
Must have Randall gone upstairs.
Do you mean the others weren't responsible for this attack, were they?
No. I shed no tears over Red Goose.
Shall I do that?
But my men would never undertake such an action without my consent. It's Randall you need to worry about.
The army will be looking for someone to blame.
Without proof, they can't hold me.
Still, I'd feel better if you made yourself scarce.
God, I like hate looking at her and myself on the same screen because her neck is so much longer than mine.
Yeah, but her boobs are so pushed up against herself. Oh, yeah, there you go.
I was condemned to dream about yet more young men maimed for life.
Don't need to see that kind of blood.
Arm's going to have to come off.
You can have a line of my short sword if it helps. Sharpen it myself yesterday.
I'd have to do.
Oh, yeah, there's some blood for you. It's Christian Mallet at his best.
It's my wife's. Gave it to me for good luck, so she did.
Christian Mallet is the guy that was the head of the prosthetics, and we actually interviewed him in season one. So if you go and look, it's Christian Mallet episode. I can't remember what it was.
Stayed awake through worse. Grab his knees. You take this shoulder.
Opium down his throat if you can.
Nope.
Bite, private. Bite until your teeth crack.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get some good sawing action here. Yep.
Yeah. I just need to talk over this.
We're in. Nope. Yeah, okay. I'll just talk. Yeah, I'll talk just talk
about,
for you.
Like, Halloween decorations, those make me really happy. Talk about
Christmas decorations. I have some whiskey. Oh, there we go. It's over now.
I just got like all verklempt.
Nurse Beecham.
Oh, this is great.
He's back from saving lives.
And this, I think, is but like pretty much the beginning of the one act play that we're going to get here for between these two.
Angela Hickey asks if I have a hard time reading the vivid graphic descriptions in the book, and I do, and I just kind of skim them. If that makes sense.
Do you really? You can't even read it?
I haven't been pampered like this since I was called up.
I get, even thinking about it, I get like tense in the back of my neck.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't do very well with blood.
When you're holding a blade to my throat.
200-year-old razor certainly gets its edge.
Well, it's not just the blade. It's the beautiful hand that wields it.
This is great, having this juxtaposition of her shaving of Frank.
Mm.
Sure, you wouldn't rather bring this with you?
What? Risk losing it? God, no. It's been in my family for far too long. No, I shall just have to suffer through a few more rough shaves. Can I see you again?
Oh, so now here's a connection that I never made in my initial watch. It's probably the same razor.
And who is going to keep me safe?
That would be a very old razor.
Yeah, they just said it was over 200 years old.
Oh. Oh, we did not pick that
there
up.
There you go.
Right. I was too busy admiring.
Yeah, it's got
her
the same. It's got the same handle and everything.
I'm sorry, Captain. On my life, it was an accident.
Maureen here makes a comment. She says having both Blackjack and Frank in one segment is amazing. And you know what? It is. It's great. It's great to see.
Sit down. Your soldier needs a steady hand. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he will never hit the target.
I love how he grabs his face here. Whoop! Thank you very much.
You control your nerves. Your nerves do not control you.
Like, buddy. All set.
Am I? I'll be the beardless boy.
Oh, Claire.
Take my things back to my lodgers.
She is regretting those last couple of glasses of
I know.
Claret right now. She could use some Gatorade.
And it's great. He's showing dominion over this place. He can do whatever he really pleases, for the most part.
I wish to see Lieutenant Foster.
Red Foster has gone with Lord Thomas and the others.
Then I suppose someone else will have to take me to Inverness.
Hmm, yeah. About that.
When the time comes.
Lord Thomas said I would be leaving today. and I wouldn't touch the General's claret.
Perhaps you haven't noticed, but Lord Thomas is an utter ass.
There you go.
He agreed to your leaving before he heard you make some of your more...
This is a great bit, too.
...troubling statements. Oh,
I love when he pours it out. It's statements the best.
Well, even Lord Thomas is bright enough to realize puts your loyalty in a very questionable light.
So glad he didn't, like, forget his lines in that scene, because then they'd have to refill that whole bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It was simple lines, at least. I always think that, like, things that you can't really undo.
Yeah, that'd be it.
Or need to refill.
Madam.
R.I.P. the claret.
Ever since our first encounter, I have been in a state of extreme discomfort.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir. Nor am I sure I want to.
Allow me to put your fears to rest.
Again, with this shot, it's great.
I wish to apologize. That awful day in the woods.
Here's a cut. Thank you.
Who are you? The mere memory of it leaves me shamed.
Her apology pleases me more than you know. I'd hate to think a king's officer would behave in such an ungentlemanly manner.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a casual person with women. I look forward to the opportunity to reveal my true nature to you.
Great foreshadowing here. He's bringing her in.
Met with honesty.
My honesty will match yours, Captain.
Please.
And the funny thing is that her honesty does not match his. He actually does show her who he is for the most part. And she still continues to lie to him. And he eventually smells it out.
Let us begin with you telling me who you are and why you are here in Scotland.
It's these pauses.
I originally
That's like 5 seconds worth of nothing. Like no sound, no nothing.
Honesty, madam.
Like it's so patient with itself.
It's awkward.
Yeah, it's that, and that's great. It's patient with the awkwardness. It's patient with what it wants to be.
May I ask just how you know that?
Your accent is clearly Sussex.
Neither my tutors nor my parents will be much obliged to hear my speech so clearly reflects my birthplace, madam.
Mm.
They having gone to considerable trouble and expense to remedy it.
Do you ever forget the feeling that Tobias Menzies is like a scary dude? Like he gets into it like a little too hard?
I mean, I would not want to be near him while he's recording.
Right.
While he's taping. Yes. No.
Et quelle défense la fait-il?
Il n'y a pas assez de la prostituée en vous.
Yeah, it'd be like his personal assistant while he was filming as Blackjack.
Yeah, he'd be like, do I want to go
see this? This meat is too done.
Just takes it, pours it out right in front of you.
Yeah, like with his coffee.
Yeah.
What was your maiden name, Mrs. Beecham?
Captain, I admit I made some ill-advised comments in support of my Scottish acquaintances. My imprudence should not be mistaken for treason, nor should it prevent me from continuing on my journey.
Please,
I've been delayed far too long already.
Madam, you do not help your case by adopting this dismissive attitude.
I have no case to help.
Just want to go
home. I make no claims on you, the garrison, or on the Mackenzies for that matter. My only desire is to resume my journey in peace, and I see no reason why you should object to it.
Don't you? Well, allow me to enlighten you, and perhaps my objections will become clearer. I found you wandering the countryside dressed in nothing but your undergarments. When I try to question you, I am struck down and rendered unconscious by a villain I later discover is a member of a band of Scottish rebels.
Sorry.
I love how what they're doing here with the visual is that they're giving both of them equal like value in terms of the camera.
Facts.
But as the conversation becomes more and more one-sided, Blackjack becomes more and more prominent in each of the shots.
And bigger.
Like bigger. And more focused.
There is another, madam. I advise you not to keep it to yourself.
And then this shot is like she is all alone.
Yep. 100%.
Captain, you force me to reveal things that no woman should say out loud.
Seriously, man.
And the funny thing is that he's just toying with her right now. Just playing.
I met him in England. An officer of infantry. He swore to me that I held his affections like no other.
Mary's touching stuff.
Didn't mean to.
When he was stationed in Scotland, I followed him.
Look at him just smiling like, this is cute.
Yeah, you're so nice.
I love storytelling.
I like stories.
Then I discovered he was the most licentious man.
Licentious. That's a good SAT word.
A rake and whoremonger. It's not love he felt for me, it was lust.
As her heaving bosom is like prominently shown. I love this tears.
He attacked me. I fled dressed only in my shift.
Yep, still not buying it. Like that simple mouth movement.
Katrina
says
Balfe,
it all.
Excellent actress.
Yes.
Claire.
Not
Randall.
So much.
Not the best.
Calm down.
Do not pry any further.
He does the eye rub thing. Oh, I forgot about that.
He's so good.
Oh, these are the little things that make him.
That's what I feel like you do to me.
Say, I will neither confirm
it up
nor
from
deny.
Blackjack Randall.
I'd hate to admit that I picked anything up from him, but it's a distinct possibility.
Oh, there's that.
It's these little things that Tobias does that gives him, that gives Blackjack Randall like life. And again, just straight silence.
Yep. Still no talking.
Still no talking.
Still no talking.
It's brilliant. It's excellent. Looks at her, points, says, still no talking.
The light of the tear.
Still no talking. This is at least 20 seconds, maybe 30. Oh.
What is the man's name?
With all due respect, Captain, I do not wish to lower myself to this gentleman's level.
This is expert.
Revealing his name as well as his indiscretions to you. I risk ruining both his career and his reputation.
Rebecca asks a good question here. I wonder if he can really draw. Does anybody know? Well, I will tell you that if he could really draw, they would probably show it.
Hmm.
More than likely. I doubt that he can really draw to the extent that he's been showing here.
Please. I would be interested in your opinion.
And notice how they're cutting it here and there so they could probably swap it in and out
if
necessary.
It's like the Titanic with Leonardo DiCaprio.
How
and
it's James Cameron's actual drawing and his actual hands.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like David Bowie. Like weird, like...
That's what she probably would want like to say. Well...
I shall call it Beautiful Lies.
Oh.
You wish to get to Inverness? Very well. I know that Dougal Mackenzie is raising funds for the Jacobite cause. I mean, he lacked the necessary proof to take him into custody. You will furnish me with that proof.
Jacobite furnish me?
No idea.
Do not stand there and pretend that you have lived among the Mackenzies these past months and not heard them voice support. That failure, James, and his witless offspring.
Oh, man.
Mr. Mackenzie would have to be witless indeed to discuss treason in front of an Englishwoman.
Unless that Englishwoman was sympathetic to his cause.
I am not that woman.
Then prove it. Have you seen any of your Scottish companions attempting to raise funds for the rebellion?
No, I have not.
You have not heard a single Mackenzie speak Jacobite treason.
How many times must I say it?
Oh, this that mouth thing again.
I will not believe you. If you told me that night is dark and day is bright.
Captain, am I under arrest? Because if not, then I refuse to submit further to this interrogation. I await Lord Thomas's return, no matter how long it takes. I place my fate in his hands. If you wish to put me under guard in the meantime, then I shall not protest.
Kendra chimes in. She says, silence in stage and on screen is a sign of excellent director and actors. It takes a ton of patience and trust, especially on stage.
You're not in this room until I am satisfied that you are as innocent as you claim to be.
Oh, because an actor's natural instinct is to rush in and save their scene partner.
I should be forced to use methods less pleasant than talk.
I've heard about your methods, Captain. What would you do? Lay my back open to the bone? I understand flogging is something of a sport for you.
Well, on the contrary, I take it very seriously.
I'm sure you'd be pleased to learn that you've earned quite the reputation at Castle Leok. So I'm told that you once administered 100 lashes upon 100 lashes to a poor Highlander boy.
Oh, you know him.
Oh, yes. So you know him, huh?
You may be useful after
all. This is interesting. I love how he has to like compose himself a little bit. He does like the shoulder thing.
He wants to be like, oh my god, you know Jamie?
I know Jamie too. I know Jamie too. You know him?
Tell me everything.
I take your meaning. That boy is a wanted thief and murderer.
I was told he'd merely stolen a loaf of bread.
More chin point.
Mackenzie tell you that? He was there. He witnessed it. The thief had been flogged before for trying to escape. 100 lashes.
These flashbacks are great.
Man, not without skill in using the cat and knife.
And wasn't Jamie's dad here, too?
The thief didn't break. No, he took his punishment without making a single sound.
I mean, this isn't that bad yet.
No, it's not that bad.
Example of the assembled onlookers.
This one I can, like, kind of handle.
I could not allow that insult to the crown to pass unchecked.
Those pecs. Whew.
So yes,
pecs on pecs on pecs.
I decided the further 100.
That's peck porn.
Were in order.
Has not had a cupcake since his 12th birthday.
No, no. I don't even think he's even looked at a cupcake since his 12th birthday.
I would administer them myself.
You know, can I just say, like, I love how, like, personable Sam Heughan is.
What do you mean?
He's just charming. Like, in every interview and video.
Oh, I gotcha. You know, I told him to his face that I was Team Frank.
And how did he react to that?
He actually laughed. He's like, oh. He's like, oh. Wow, okay.
You're weird.
you're weird, dude.
Makes one more able to mark the progress of the damage inflicted. You're shaking. Are you scared?
Oh. You know,
I'm just afraid. I'll freeze stiffer for you than Duncan. I will break you.
Tobias acts with this kind of like control, almost like a relaxed bit of like he owns it. And I think that's what gives that attitude for Black Jack Randall. I'm not sure if that's written in the book the way that it's portrayed on the show. I don't think that it is.
Say it again. I was not paying attention. I was watching.
I've seen a man scourged, Adam.
I'm saying he acts with like this relaxed bit of confidence. Yeah. Like he owns it. He owns what he's doing.
Yeah.
Look at him.
Coming down across that pitiful.
And, like the way that he just kind of leaned up against the pole to talk to Jamie.
Tobias Menzies added extra layers.
Yeah,
he took Black Jack Randall and then like made a delicious scoop of ice cream, like
yep,
a sundae.
Yep.
In the worst way.
I had intended to pace myself. 100 lashes is fatiguing to the arm.
Angel says that Tobias actually changed that line himself and it worked so much better on screen.
What? The are you scared?
I think, let's see. Which line, Angela?
Again.
Yes. Are you scared?
The boy refused to cry out. I wonder, did he have to stir me to pity? If he did, he was sadly mistaken. I was hurting him. I feel it.
Oh, you can hear the snaps in the background.
Mm-hmm. And you still see he does that little lip thing.
Yep.
That
my arm exploding into my heart. The boy would not beg for mercy. The boy would not beg.
Oh, the blood. He can't even stand up on his own. Oh, that's his dad. Oh, it's got my dad's coat.
Those are the wristlets that my mom made me that yep. match.
Oh, like the skin just flapping off.
Nope.
Oh,
it's like
man.
When you go to one of those barbecue places and they shave
yeah,
it off.
Yeah, just shaving it off.
Makes me want to be vegan. Not gonna lie. And for those of you who haven't listened to our interview with Christian Mallett, who did Jamie's back, who did all this blood, all this gore, it's amazing to be able to understand what happens, especially in these first yep. several episodes. Yep. So check that out at OutlanderCast.com.
How they had to keep making the prosthetic for his back because he kept getting bigger.
Sam was exercising so much to be this big Jamie Fraser that, yeah, they had to keep making a brand new back.
Oh, God, this is brutal. Oh.
And something changed. One of my men fainted like a woman.
This is when I fell in love with the show.
Barked in laughter.
Silence!
It was in that moment that I determined to bleed him to the bone. Mm. The world suddenly narrowed down to my arm and his back. The whip connecting us both. Laughter changed. Thurston gasps and to sobs.
And like, why do people watch this?
Yeah.
Crowd. You had to look away.
If I lived in this time period, I would not. And the blood just coming out of Jamie's mouth.
I know.
Poor thing.
Blind fool.
This is when I fell in love with it, right here.
I think all they could see was the horror. I could see the beauty. I saw the truth. That boy and I. We were creating a masterpiece.
Oh, my God.
Exquisite.
So messed up.
Bloody.
Nope.
Masterpiece.
It's just.
It's disgusting.
Oh. And he looks at her like, oh.
Oh, you're here.
I was there. Okay, yeah, you're here.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, Outlander really, really misses Iris Stephen Bear.
The truth carries a weight that no lie can counterfeit.
Oh, perfect. I feel like I'm fanboying all over this episode. I can't help it.
You are. It's okay.
I promised that I would reveal myself to you. And I have.
Yes.
And it's great because he's luring her in here only for his trap. He's funneling her into his whatever he wants to do.
It could be so.
The fact that you care what I think gives me some hope yet for your soul.
Here we go.
I know one thing, madam. Well, I'm not the man I once was. I came to Scotland to fulfill a soldier's responsibility to serve my king and protect my country. Instead, I find myself the watchman of a squalid, ignorant people prone to the basest superstition and violence. The darkness has grown within me. Hatred for the very world itself. I find myself doing such things. Reddish work. until I no longer recognize the man I've become.
Look at just how, like, sunken both of their faces yeah. are. What an emotional thing they've just gone through.
God knows how long they were filming this.
You're not the first soldier to be changed by combat.
And luckily here, it's kind of relatively straightforward filming. A shoulder over shoulder, it's AB.
Sign.
You probably only had to do this a few times.
I fought.
You say that buried within is a decent man. A man that can still choose right over wrong.
And this is when he knows he has her. That he's got her right
I
where he needs her.
That part of you lives still.
Oh.
It would be pretty to think so.
The eye just lit up.
You cannot undo the things you've done. But it is not too late to win back your
youth. Sorry, I don't know what that was.
Just yours to be the man you wish to be.
Do you think it possible that one day I might gaze upon my own reflection and not be filled with loathing?
I believe a man with your insight and self-knowledge can do whatever he wants.
Oh, A for effort, Claire. A for effort.
Yes. You're just so cute.
The implementation of Black Jack Randall. You can make a fortune betting against that.
And she's like, we're friends now.
We're besties.
Perhaps I should begin by having you escorted to Inverness. I've made you happy.
Oh, my God. This is just expert
yes,
writing.
An odd sensation.
They're even tripping you out here with the
beginning, perhaps.
With the music a little bit.
Yeah, they're like, we're gonna end the
agree.
All obviously to subvert your expectation of what could or could not happen here if you
Hawkins.
It keeps like resolving and it's like, am I major? Am
yep.
I minor?
This is Beecham and I.
And you can feel the flow of this conversation, how it's gone back and forth.
Captain Randall. You have my deepest gratitude.
Good night. Oh.
No.
Excellent.
I dwell in darkness, madam. Darkness is where I belong. I need no sympathy from you, and you'll get none from me.
Oh.
One way or the other, I will get the truth out of you.
Nope.
Corporal.
He's like, what
have
just
you ever
happened?
Kicked a woman?
Have you ever kicked a woman?
Oh, it's the best.
It's not the best, Blake.
No, but what I mean is like,
it's very freeing.
It's just he's just the perfect antagonist to Claire. Like he may not be good for anybody else, but for Claire, he's perfect.
Kick her.
Oh.
This little teeny tiny kick.
Milksop.
Look at him.
Kick her!
No.
You see, you're so soft.
Oh, there's the lip thing again. Oh, the best.
Here we go. Yes.
I don't recall requesting your presence.
He just looks at him. Just looks at him and walks.
It's the beard.
Yeah.
Watch out. My knife beard's coming to get you.
Hulk! I did not come here to fight. You do your wee laddies here to step aside before I lose my temper.
You have no right to that woman.
Not while she's being questioned. By a British officer. She is a guest of Clan Mackenzie.
She is an English subject first.
She was brought here for fear she was being held prisoner by my brother. Now she will have assured you that that is not the case. And by right, must be returned to me for protection.
I'm afraid further questions have arisen.
Well, you won't be asking them on Mackenzie land. No, unless you want to start a war here on this day.
Nice.
And it's great. She's so small at this point. She's like a little kid.
Yeah. She's literally just been broken physically and emotionally.
Be sure to deliver her to Fort William by sundown tomorrow. If she is not present at the appointed time, you will be accused of harboring a fugitive from English law, and you will be hunted down and punished, even unto death. War chief or not. Let them pass.
And it's exceptional because what happens here is what sets the course for the rest.
I look forward to our next meeting, Mrs. Beecham.
Of the entire series. The entire series rests on this episode. If not for this episode, she does not get married to Jamie. She doesn't go into any of the stuff that she gets herself involved into. It all rests on this right here.
My body still reeling from this treatment. The last thing I felt like was a headlong gallop through the rough terrain of the Highlands.
She just got smoked by a branch.
We're meeting the others here.
No, the back of the campsite. But there's fresh water nearby, and you look like you could use it.
Water? Where?
Down.
Oh yeah, that's right. Doesn't he takes it to this thing that like the it's like the truth water or something?
Bit of a climb for a drink, is it not?
Oh, aye. There's a stink to it. But it'll wet your thrapple, sure enough. Are you a spy for the English? Or the French?
How many times must I answer that same question?
I promise this is the last time I'll ever ask it of you.
Come on, chin porn.
A spy.
There it is. There it is.
I am plain Claire Beecham and nothing more. There. Can we finally be done with it? Well?
Aye. Done it is.
Veronica says Ferrita serum. You're a wizard, Harry.
A handsome woman. If you proved false, I would have had no choice. But I can now you're telling the truth.
May I ask what convinced you?
It's a Ninian spring. Some folk call it the Liar Spring.
Yep, the Liar Spring. There you go.
Like the fumes of hell itself. If you drink from that and you prove untrue, it'll burn your gizzard out.
She's like, are you...
Magic spring.
Are you serious, dude?
Surely you believe in the powers of magic.
I doubt Captain Randall would be so easily convinced.
Aye. Well, you don't need to see him again. Not if you do what I tell you.
Don't you have to bring me to Fort William tomorrow?
An English officer cannot compel a Scottish person unless there is proof a crime has been committed, and even so cannot force a Scottish subject from clan lands without permission from the laird concerned.
You've been talking to Ned Gowan?
I have. I thought it might come to this.
What means you gotta get married.
I only legally refused to hand you back to Randall. If I change you from an English woman...
It's all laid down.
...to a Scottish.
See, like I told you, this whole episode,
into a Scot.
The story rests on this episode.
It's for you to marry one.
Because you need an actual, real reason for her to be part of what is going on.
Would you rather go to an English prison?
So I'm to marry you?
Well, I must admit, the idea of grinding your corn...
I forgot about
your
grinding
corn.
Your corn.
How did you forget that one?
I forgot about it.
Kendra chimes in. Claire fell back in time through stones and is like, what? A magic spring? So true, right? Like, why judge on different types of magic, Claire?
Oh, yeah, now I remember this. And she has the thing and then she just ends up walking away. Yeah, okay, now
grind
I remember.
Grind your corn. Here comes Jamie. So, about that corn.
Hey, so... do you like it in the microwave, or do you like boiling it?
And you're willing.
Well, you've mended my wounds more than once.
This is about as romantic as our engagement
just
was.
Just about.
Something for all that.
Think this one was a little bit...
Yeah. You want to get married? Well, yeah, you fixed me more than once. Sure, why not? Screw it. Let's just start drinking. Let's get this party started.
Surely a young man like yourself... Isn't there someone else that you're interested in?
Oh, look at that shot.
It's great.
Am I promised? No. No, I'm not much of a prospect for a wife. I mean, I've nothing more than a soldier's pay to live on. Mm. And there's the minor difficulty of the price on my head. No father wants his daughter married to a man that might be arrested and hanged any time.
Look at that hair.
It's so gorgeous. Both of their hair.
Yeah.
Like, because now they're both wearing wigs.
So that's it then.
By this point?
No. In season four.
Yeah, this was their hair permed.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever suits you.
Well, doesn't it bother you that I'm not a virgin?
Oh, here we go.
Only if it doesn't bother you that I am.
One of us. No. As long as it doesn't bother you that I am.
Oh, get out of here, Jamie.
Shh, this is my moment. Here we go.
I reckon one of us should care what they're doing.
You know,
and she like kind of smiles, and she's like,
"Oh, okay.
I do actually know.
I'm kind of well versed in it. I'm good."
And he walks away with that strut, yeah. Like bam, bam, bam.
Like I said last episode, you know, she's saying to Frank basically, "I'm good at the sex. Trust me."
The month of Venus.
You ever get the feeling though that they write Jamie way too perfectly in this season?
No.
Like how you said, no. No. Who are you, Claire? Yeah.
Kendra even says that is the panty drop line.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right, you're going to get boozing.
There
That's
we
it.
Are,
that
friends.
That is the end, ladies and gentlemen.
So,
Avi. It still is. It still is one of my favorites.
Avi, we're going to watch the wedding together.
Yes.
Okay?
That'll be the next episode.
Next week, because it's the wedding, we might have to do two episodes together, my friends, for the rewatch.
Wait, hold on. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
You're using my mouse.
That's
the
problem.
Mouse.
We may need to do two episodes. Not necessarily within the same night. We'll see. We need to see how we do.
No, I don't think we can do two in one night.
We just had a... Yeah.
That's pretty aggressive.
That is aggressive, even though that's how I roll.
Yes, it is. That's how you roll. Just you and Claire roll aggressively.
Hopefully not. That being said, my friends, thank you so much for tuning in for this episode of the rewatch. Sorry that we went from episode one to...
Well, to episode six. Yeah, but, you know, again, we're doing one episode in of every three every week.
Yeah.
So we're doing it in blocks of three. So we'll pick one episode every block of three. And since this is probably, again, like one of my favorite, and it still is, upon rewatch, it's a breathtaking episode. It really gave you, at least for me, it gave me a real sense of this person, Claire, has a real enemy in Black Jack Randall. And it's not just, ooh, I'm an evil British dude. There's a lot more going on here. Mm-hmm. And that made Outlander very special to me. It made me, it's again, I've always likened it to the Joker in The Dark Knight. Without those two, without the Joker, The Dark Knight is not special. Because the Joker is what makes Batman, Batman. Mm-hmm. Same thing for Claire. Claire, she becomes Claire Fraser because of Black Jack Randall. And that is how you know when your antagonist transforms your protagonist.
Yep.
And has the same goal as the protagonist, you've got yourself a good story. So I like that.
I like that as well. It's and I hope that you all are enjoying this rewatch. Obviously, we just like jumped ahead. You know, the goal for each week is to tackle three episodes. And we were like, guess what? We're rewatching episode six.
But the good news is we will be sharing all of our old episodes that we did on all of our social media platforms, whether it's Instagram or Facebook or in the Clan Gathering itself. We will be sharing all of our old episodes as we go along. So yes. Like today, for example, we just did this commentary track, but I shared our old episode from The Way Out. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna be building up to all these to all these episodes.
So we're all hopefully. Skipping around, but everything's rewatching and loving and getting excited, of course, for the season 5 premiere that's happening all the way in February. But over the holidays and over as winter comes, winter is coming. It's gonna come quickly, and so is season 5. So thank you so much once again for joining us on this rewatch. For our friends joining us here on Facebook Live, truly, truly appreciate that you were able to tune in. If you are not already on my text remind service, it is a free service that we have available to you. So I will be texting you, letting you know, hey, guess what? We're going to be going live, so you do not miss out.
It's an app, right, that you get that you download?
I don't think it has to be an app. It's like a text thing.
Oh,
you
okay.
have to, if you're in the U.S., here, I'll explain it to you. If you're in the U.S. of A, you can, let's see how I do this. Share a link. Nope, that's not how I want. Add people. Nope, show people how to join. Okay, if you're in the U.S., you can even type this, Blake. You're going to text the number 81010. Like just like you would put in a regular 10-digit number.
Right.
Text the number 81010, and then the message that you're going to put in is the @ and Outland with an E. It won't fit R. There just weren't enough letters. So @OUTLANDE. Like Outlander, just no R. So @Outlander, just no R. And I will share this as a screenshot. I know that I've sent it in the Clan Gathering once again, but this way I will text you a reminder saying, hey, guess what? We're going to be going live. And if you're part of our international crew, Dinafesh, you can go to www.remind.com/join/Outland E with no R. And that will send you, I believe, like an email. So it is a free texting service that goes and lets you know.
And the purpose is that...
And it's like confidential. So I'm not going to have your phone numbers, nor do other people get to see your phone numbers. Nobody else will be communicating with you, but it's just a way. It's actually a teaching app. Like teachers are able to text like their students and their parents to say, hey, we have a test tomorrow.
And so this is to remind you that when we're doing one of these bad boys live, not just one of these, but just live in general, when we're going live, you'll be able to know via text message.
Correct.
So whenever we go live, we hit the message and boom, you all get it at the same time. So
there you have it.
That's how it works.
Thank you all so much once again for tuning in. I truly appreciate it. Thank you to our podcast listeners. Thank you to everyone on Facebook. And we hope that you all have an amazing evening. For Matt, for now, my name is Mary.
I'm Blake.
And this is Outlander Cast.